Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. This Sunday will truly be a Sunday like no other. With this weekend's major golf tournament, along with both pro and college football, there's no shortage of action. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, wants to put you in the center of the action with so many different ways to make it rain. If you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. Celebrating Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. And on top of that great sign-up offer, DraftKings will have special promotions and odds boosts every day of this year's tournament in Augusta. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is insuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right. You bet they cover up to $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage, paid out, and site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hockensmith. And Dustin, as we finish quarter number two, we were talking about the quarterback play of Sean Clifford against Maryland left a lot to be desired, and it's not like he had been coming off good games against Indiana and Ohio State, and he was really struggling. I'm not going to go into the final stats for the game because they were inflated in garbage time, but at halftime, it was pretty ugly. Sean Clifford at the time was 6-for-20. Wasn't getting the job done. And when James Franklin was asked about the idea of pulling his quarterback, here's what he said. For me, with starting quarterbacks, you want to do everything you can with your starting quarterback to give him a chance to be successful and rally the team. And interestingly enough, when he talked about the changes at the offensive line, it was essentially, well, you got to give some other guys a chance who've been working hard in practice, and they deserve a shot too. How come it's not the same at quarterback as it is the offensive line?
Well, I think James Franklin wasn't ready to make that statement more than anything. I think in a bubble, he would have loved to see what kind of energy Will Levis brought to the party. What can you do with him from a running perspective? I think he would have loved to see that. But it's not the same as taking Will Fries out and putting Caden Wallace in. You make that move in a game that they're still trying to win, and you now, in addition to being 0-3, have a quarterback controversy on your hands. I don't think he was ready for that part of it. And I think he believes that Sean Clifford is their best option, which I've seen the sentiment. If that's the thought, if Sean Clifford plays like this, how bad is Will Levis? I've seen that thought, and I get it. But I don't think he was ready to make that statement with the state of his program, because we would be sitting here today saying, oh, who's the quarterback? Who's the quarterback? Especially if Will Levis does a good job. I think he has a belief in Sean Clifford, and I don't think we'll see. I don't think that was a situation to see James Franklin pull the plug and try somebody else out. You and I both know the quarterback position is so much different in that regard. I don't think he was ready to welcome all the things that would have come with trying to get that change and see what Will Levis could do. Now, right or wrong, I don't know how I feel about that. I understand where James Franklin's coming from, because that is a big picture statement you're delivering if you go away from Sean Clifford and see what Will Levis can do. Some might say that this team is in a position where, screw it, let's get that big picture statement and see what the backup can do, because Sean Clifford has not been the answer. But if James Franklin believes Sean Clifford is still the long-term answer, I understand why he didn't make that move.
Well, we're not talking about one bad quarter, one bad half. At that point, right. It's been 2.5 games of poor play. And I understand the idea of, you know, the quarterback position. It is different. You want people to know Sean is the man. But don't you also want to establish that there's competition everywhere and everyone's got to perform? And, you know, you may be the biggest Sean Clifford fan. I might be the second biggest Sean Clifford fan. I'm not talking about you've bent Sean Clifford now, but if your biggest concern is making a change that, oh, no, what if Will Levis does well? I would think that's a good thing, not a bad thing. And the other part to this is by taking him out for a series, you're not benching him forever. It could simply be, hey, Sean, you're getting hit pretty hard around here. Let's give Will a try and just let's see what happens for a change of pace. Sean, kind of watch things for the sideline for a series, and we'll see where we go from there. What's wrong with doing that?
Or, you know, to take it a step further, I think it's let's show the defense something different. Let's basically run it. Let's run an entire series that is essentially the Wildcat with Will Levis and see what happens. I don't disagree with any of that. I was just kind of speaking to Franklin's mindset and wanting to send that message. And I also think that what you say about the competition is true. You know, like what does the quarterback have to do to entertain the idea of searching for a better answer? What's the vibe in the locker room right now? That will be interesting to see if there are factions of pro and anti Sean Clifford, because they're 0-3 and the quarterback is a big reason for that. They beat Maryland, or they beat Indiana. If Clifford doesn't make some early kind of unforgivable mistakes, they're probably not beating Ohio State no matter what. But I think Clifford's play in the first, you know, three quarters, the first half for sure, that was another game where he picked up some steam in garbage time when the game wasn't really within reach, mathematically maybe, but there was nobody who really thought, you know, from the Penn State fan base that, okay, Sean Clifford's leading us back. So they really, I think, we're dug holes in three straight games because Clifford was poor in the first half. And I think Franklin probably owed it to his team in that situation to make the move to Will Levis. He certainly owes it to his team if this situation presents itself again this weekend. And I think he'll make the move if it happens again.
I believe at this point he would have to. I mean, just the pressure would be so great to do it. But he's the head coach of this team. He shouldn't have to wait for the pressure to get so great. He should be proactive in making some of these decisions. And acknowledging your point about making a change at quarterback can be a huge change in the whole team dynamic. But when things are going so badly, you're staring 0-3 right in the eye, and this guy hasn't been doing the job. I think you owe it to the rest of the players on the team to say, you know what? Quarterback is not so special that they can't sit down also if they're not doing the job. And you know what? That it may be in Sean Clifford's best interest. That may be what he needs to shake himself up a little bit that, hey, this job's not guaranteed to me.
And sometimes when you're in the weeds, Jim, it's hard to really make fixes. I think maybe it could have benefited him to stand on the sideline for a series or two and watch the game from a different angle. I don't disagree with you. I was just kind of and if that was James Franklin's thinking, and he said all the right things, like, hey, we couldn't block, we couldn't get open, we couldn't establish the run game. It's more than the quarterback. And yeah, that's true. But we all know that the quarterback drives everything, and a good quarterback can help overcome some of those things. A good quarterback isn't victim to what those things that aren't happening around him. A good quarterback is going to be able to elevate those things, and we haven't seen that. And I would also say, you know, if that was his thinking, you know, he reiterated his confidence in Clifford and saying, hey, we're in this game, and I thought Sean Clifford gave us the best chance to come back, fine. But if any part of him was really thinking about the big picture and thinking about, okay, next week we're going to have controversy on our hands, then he's not really doing a service to his team by thinking about 3 days from now instead of just trying to get win number one at this very moment. I think you throw everything at Maryland. Your offense is not in a good place. What harm can it do to give Will Levis a series, even if it's under the guise of, hey, we were trying to show them a different look. We were trying to do something a little bit different to change it up and make them think a little bit on defense. I think a lot of fans would have bought into that and not really subscribed to the, okay, now we have a quarterback controversy on our hands. So I think he could have managed that situation better for sure. I think, and where are you at right now if you're Will Levis? You know, they're in a situation where they're trying to retain him and trying to have your backup quarterback for, you know, it's a Tommy Stevens situation. Where's your head at right now if you're looking and seeing what's happening on the field and not even that is getting you into the game? I think, you know, it's going to contribute to Will Levis's mindset and maybe weaken Penn State's position to try to hang on to him behind Sean Clifford.
You know, you bring up a good point about Will Levis, and I'll be very candid here. If I'm Will Levis and I want to get out on the field, the message I received Saturday night was, you are so far behind this guy that it would take a miracle for you to get out on the field. It's just not going to happen. If I'm Will Levis, I'm thinking about the transfer portal. You have to. Now, again, there's still a lot of this season to go, and some things might change. But I think especially the fact that this season does not count against either player's eligibility. It means Will Levis would have an extra year if he goes somewhere else. It also means Sean Clifford has an extra year here at Penn State. So this wait could be even longer for Will Levis if he sticks around.
Yeah, I mean, this is assuming it goes on like this. Maybe Will Levis gets his shot this week. Maybe he gets it later this season. Maybe Sean Clifford doesn't pick up his play and we're having a little different conversation. But as things stand right now, Penn State did not deliver the best message to Will Levis. And I think to a certain extent didn't deliver the best message to its own locker room and saying, you know, if you're going to say competition is everything for this program, it's not really much of a competition if they haven't entertained the idea of making a temporary change at quarterback.
I agree with you. And that's also the point, Dustin, you used the word temporary. And remember, prior to the season starting, and it appeared we saw one or two plays with Will Levis in the Indiana game, that he was going to come in on short yardage situations. And, you know, those two plays did not go very well. So it seems like that's been eliminated from the playbook based on how these last two games have gone. And now we have a situation where Sean Clifford has not performed up to par. And I know when I saw somebody somewhere say about, oh, look, Clifford threw for over 300 yards. So much of that was in garbage time. I don't think that counts. All right, stick around. In quarter number four, we're finally going to get to the defense, and then I'm going to get Dustin's prediction for the Nebraska game. Stay tuned.
This Sunday, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet they cover with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage, paid out in site credits, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.